It doesn't happen always, but I love waking up just a few minutes before my alarm goes off. Those few minutes are a blissful gift before being interrupted by, well, my buzzing alarm and before the light streams in through the window, before my lists and assignments and distractions all begin to attack my mind. For a moment, I am free of all distractions. But what about divine distractions? Well, our theme for this meditation from John chapter 1 is creating enough space in our tightly scheduled days for God to be revealed even during our distractions, allowing for enough margin in our packed life for us to discover God. So as we begin, just rest here in the margin. Whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be thankful for this time to be surrounded by the divine. Take 3 deep belly breaths as your eyes begin to drift from open to a soft focus and then to closed. Just rest in this place of bliss, this time of unfailing love, in this moment of the presence of God, Spirit, and Son being revealed to you. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from 1 John chapter 4 and respond softly, Heavenly Father, reveal your glory to me. By this, the love of God was displayed in us. Heavenly Father, reveal your glory to me. In that God has sent his one and only begotten Son, Heavenly Father, reveal your glory to me. The one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, into the world so that we might live through him. And Heavenly Father, reveal your glory to me. Rest here now, praying on the edge of busyness, praying in your own words before your own Heavenly Father, a humbled prayer for God to be revealed to you. Beeps, buzzers, vibrations all serve to remind us to focus on the tasks of our day. Alarms telling us to stay on schedule. It can be exhausting. So take this time to notice the feelings you have about distractions. Don't focus on the details of what distracts you. Just simply notice the emotions. Take note of the feelings of earthly distractions the Holy Spirit brings to mind. Feel no judgment for what is revealed. Just simply note and sit with your distracting thoughts as they arise. Now, take the mind of Christ. Let your distractions float by out of your mind. And take this time to become mindful of moments God reveals himself to you in the midst of the distractions. Just breathe in deep from your belly as you dwell on the revealed God, breathing in his awareness, being mindful of the understanding of the Spirit and knowledge of the Son. Diversions and distractions can be exhausting. They cause your focus to drift, your best intentions to wander. But for a second, let your thoughts roam, but then bring them back as you whisper, Heavenly Father, reveal your glory to me. The exercise of returning after drifting is important in becoming like Christ. So center on the sacred word, reveal, for the next few moments. Just let distractions pass you by as you explore the revealed God in the margins. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from the Holy Scripture. As you listen, imagine being the recipient of this letter from across the centuries. How do you feel receiving this letter from John? As we listen to John chapter 1 verse 14 from the New Living Translation. Dear my beloved friend, remember the Word became human. He made his home among us and with you. He is full of unfailing love and faithfulness for you. And you have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Greetings from John, your brother in Christ. How did you feel receiving these words from John? Well, pause here longer, letting the words permeate your soul, words intended for you. Once more, so the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Feel those words becoming yours now in quiet contemplation, words of realization, words of wonder. Allow this second expanded divine reading to become a prayer from your heart as you listen to this passage as a prayer from the Contemporary Standard Bible. Dear Heavenly Father, words cannot express the thanks for you sending your Son, the Word, and how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him and exclaimed, "This was the one of whom I said, 'The one coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.'" Amen. Let your emotions and thoughts from just a moment ago move now into a moment of authentic prayer. Share with God whatever is on your heart in this sacred time. reading the scripture one last time, it's time now to contemplate. Just sit and think. Just listen for what he shows you. And remember what you said and prayed to him a moment ago. Well, consider now what you see and hear, touch, even smell and feel as you listen once more from the English Standard Version. The Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him, all the kindness and all the truth of God have come down to us. John spoke about him and shouted, "This is the one I told you would come. He is greater than I am because he was alive before I was born." Because of all that the Son is, we have been given one blessing after another. Take this minute to sit with God now. What did he show you? What did you say to him? And what can you take away from this listening? Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation, return to Matthew chapter 3. Jesus is coming from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. There would have been great crowds. This area along the Jordan and Dead Sea were known for ritual baths and purification. John was baptizing those that had come seeking repentance, and he could have easily been distracted by the crowds and the noise. John could have missed Jesus as he approached, but he didn't. He saw him in the margins. Watch as they see each other, approaching each other, as Jesus approaches John from the margins, a divine distraction. Watch as he whispers to John, "John, stop. I am revealing myself to you. Baptize me. Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Rest here watching them, pondering the whisper of Jesus in your life, the soft guiding hand of the Spirit, and the tender touch so easily missed. Rest here listening for Jesus, the revealer of God. Listen as he whispers to you from the margins. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, reveal your glory to me." Let the words "revealed glory" be the sacred words that guide you back to God. And take a moment now, too, to be mindful of opportunities to remind another of the divine whispered words from the margins. Who can you help slow down today and listen for God in the midst of the distractions? Let me pray a prayer of blessing over you now to be mindful of the Christ, the incarnate Word, dwelling in your presence. To observe His glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth, even in the midst of earthly distractions. Let His whisper be your guide. Let His glory be your purpose. And the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, whether in the earthquakes or fires or distractions of life, remember to listen for the gentle whisper from the margins, for it is then and there you will encounter the revealed God.